up? What's up? Hey, baby.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how you doing?
I feel so uncomfortable right now.
Why?
Welcome back to another episode of The Source. We're back, guys. We are back in business.
I mean, we haven't really left.
We had a week off. Like, we're 1 week late. Sorry. Sorry about it.
We might do a double. So when you look at the equation of how the whole year might play out, it will actually balance out. And if people are lucky, we might even drop three in a week. So then they're actually getting more value in the whole...
More bang for your buck.
In a space of 365 days, you're getting more than you asked for.
We missed you. Yeah,
we missed us. We really did. We really did miss you. So
I know you guys did. I got quite a few messages. Where's the podcast? Thank you so much for listening and caring.
Abuses. People are angry.
Abusive messages.
Yeah.
About the podcast or about other things that you're doing in life?
Just in general.
Standard. No, another day.
No one had a bitch about my black nails this week, so that was good.
Yeah, it's been a while.
People jumped on the bandwagon. Like, people, after they listened to the last episode, really were sending me, like, message of love and inspiration and joy. I'm like...
They should send you shellac vouchers.
I wasn't, like, it didn't really affect my life.
It was funny, though. That was a funny time. And then afterwards, straight after we recorded that, this is the power of the universe, guys. Straight after we recorded that podcast episode, when we're talking about just, like, how to deal with hate or whatever, we literally then got hate... I'm going to tell the story, but I won't tell all of the info.
I keep going because I'm
okay,
lost.
So we did the podcast and we talked about John's nail polish and we talked about people saying that I look botched or whatever. Remember that? Do you remember that?
I do.
And then we were driving to Grilled. And then I got a message from someone, a business account. This is so funny. Oh, my God. You guys are going to die. So
wait, we should name and shame.
No, we won't. I do. Just
in case
the business is listening. I did screenshot it.
But we won't share it. It's not our style. But you should be careful about what you say.
So anyway, this person comments on a photo that I posted on my story. Something extremely disrespectful to Don and I.
What did they say?
From their business account. That's like me jumping on Stacks to message someone a hateful thing.
Guys, process that for a second. If you're going to be, I don't want to be offensive, but if you're going to be dumb enough to go and send someone an abusive or horrible message, at least do it from a burner account.
Do it from a fake account.
Not so, from your...
Listen, guys. So they sent this message, right? And I read it. And then I wrote, wow, sending from your business account? Risky. And then she wrote back, because you never reply to my personal account. And firstly, I'm like, well, if this is the kind of person that's messaging me, of course I'm not going to reply. Anyway, she sent me that and I screenshot the business. And then she blocked me. She's the one that came for us and blocked me. So I thought that was so funny. But the universe works in powerful ways because we literally had that episode. We recorded that episode and we spoke about receiving negative comments. Jumped in the car, received a negative comment. It's so weird, isn't it? What you put out, you get back.
Wait, put that...
Like, you put things into the... I just think it's funny. Like,
okay, you're making it sound like we did something wrong.
No, you're making
it sound like it's bad karma for us.
Oh, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, it's just funny how like...
No, I get what you're saying. I just want to clear that up because like you're making it sound like we're the villains in the story.
Oh, no, we're not the villains.
We didn't do anything wrong.
No, I'm just saying the things you talk about, we were talking about like receiving hate and then we received more hate.
Literally.
Before it aired. Like, so Don and I just sat here talking about it and then we got a message on the way to Grilled.
After the podcast.
Yeah, I'm not like we didn't do anything wrong, but I'm just saying like the power of like manifestation kind of thing.
It's a power of the universe.
The more you talk about something, if you talk about something, it comes back to you.
But it comes back.
So, it happens.
So I'm going to put this positive spin on it because it kind of goes both ways. It's that same concept of... The most common one is if you're entrenched in thought in wanting something, and the most common example always is a car. Let's say you have this love of a car and all you do is talk about this car. Every second and third car you see on the road is that car that you've been dreaming of and you think it's this massive sign from the universe, which 9 of 10 times I believe it is. It's the same when it's negative.
Yeah, because you always want a new car. Of course, it's a sign. It's a sign.
It's the same the other way around. I feel like anything that you think, you know, you can turn your thoughts into
things.
You do
kind of manifest what you talk about.
100%. So
whether it's good or bad.
Whether it's related or not, it was such a funny experience. We just lolled.
You are messaging me hate comments from the account that you make your way from. Like, you make money off this account. This is supporting your life. That's what you're going to use?
So I've heard, completely sidestepping that example, I've heard so many examples from friends, right? Like, we have influential friends and we've got friends that have big followings. And what's super perplexing, and guys, I urge you, if you're following us, don't turn into a villain. Like, Till and I love you guys with all our hearts. We try our utmost best to please and do so much that's physically and mentally possible. But we've heard of experiences, and we're lucky that it hasn't happened in our space. But we've heard of situations with friends where super fans, people that look up to these people, love them.
They just flip.
They're trying to slide in DMs and have conversations. Like, and when you think about it, like, some of these people have thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of followers. It is super impossible to communicate and have a chat with someone every single day if you're reaching out, because there's a disconnect.
It's hard to reply to, even it's to us, it's hard to reply to every single message, let alone like these like people with really big followers.
But for us, you know, part of what we love doing, you know, telling our time block so we can sit and try and get through DMs and just try and chat, because we genuinely love it, because it's the coolest thing when we see you in the streets or when we hang out or when we do events and you guys come out. No, I sound like I'm a gangster, but when people come to stores and when people engage with us, it's nice to actually put a face to the name and the conversation. But anyway, what's super perplexing to me is when people flip on the people they admire.
I've read or heard about something and they were saying like, it's a really fine line between loving and hating someone. Like it's a very similar emotion. Like people can be very passionate either way. It's a really easy flip for some people. Stay in the love bubble, guys.
Stay love. And if someone's not giving it back to you, just move on.
Keep trying, but just stay loving. Stay loving.
Like, you're talking about
real life relationships.
Both ways. Well,
if you have a crush on someone.
No, it's everything. Like, don't put all your energy into something if they're not reciprocating it.
Yeah.
No, for real though. Like, don't go spend on a vengeance your
energy,
attack.
Like, spend your energy wisely.
Like, these people are attacking our friends online for not replying to the DMs.
It's wild. Come it's on. Wild.
There is no need for that. Make love, not war. Right.
It reminds me of like a Supre tank that I had back in the day. Remember the Supre tanks, and they had like all the different slogans? They were so cool.
Sorry, we are not going to be plugging Supre on the podcast.
No, when I was like 15 and I used to like go to like house parties and wear like the Supre tanks, they were cool.
I think you're like so many people that lived in that era are having like flashbacks right now to their Supre era.
Literally, those were the days. That's how you know you're getting old, because I love a nostalgia account, like on Instagram, on TikTok, everything. You know, I find so much peace in like listening to a TikTok and it's like the dial-up internet sound or something. I'm like, oh my God, remember those are the days. Like, how funny is that? I'm old now. I'm getting old.
I don't think it's that. I think like even with like the 90s anxiety Instagram account, everyone just loves the aesthetic.
And you think back
it's just fashion. It's just eras of fashion.
Or when like life was a bit like more chill and easier, and you just worried about like logging on to MSN to talk to your crush, signing in and out. I never had a crush, of course. I was waiting for you. But people I heard would sign in and out, so their little screen name would pop up and their crush would see them. And you'd change change your MSN name and jump on LimeWire to download music. And then your parents would use the phone, and then you're halfway through an MSN conversation and it will cut out. Those are the days. Life was so much easier then. There were no big launches, no week full of big events.
I was literally trying to defend you by saying you don't sound old, but you have completely flipped the script, and that is
we're millennials.
You sound like our parents.
We're
right
millennials.
Now.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know about you. I am a millennial. You might be a baby boomer.
Baby boomers of the 70s. Wow, you're savage today. You're cutting me deep on this one.
How's your week been?
It has been. We're in the season. When things quiet down for us, we're going to announce that the season of quiet is happening. But whilst we're on this topic, we're in the season of work and it's not changing.
Mm.
It's been a great week. We dropped Seamless. It was huge. It's mind-blowing to me that we are so privileged and blessed to have created this collection that people absolutely cannot get enough of and support every time we drop it. And even though Premium Seamless Fabrics is crazy to me, because like it's colors we've done before, and even though we've improved pretty much every single style and added a bit of flavor to it, people still came back and cleaned us out. It was
Seamless
wild.
Is good though.
It's
like,
amazing.
This palette, the campaign, like the colors, the style, everything. It was just like I absolutely loved it. Like it was so much work. Obviously, this campaign and collection, we've been working on it. You know, started with the Stax model search weeks and weeks ago. It's been big.
You're saying that. I'm thinking to myself, man, remember when it was easier to like run the business?
Well, yeah, it's so much more than just like taking a photo of like a product and putting it. MSN days, those are the days. See?
Age. When it was just like three or four of us, and like I didn't really have a huge warehouse and rents to pay for, and we could just drop a collection and, you know, hope that it would sell out. And
It's so funny. You have to, I think that's what Don and I have kind of realized lately as well, is obviously we are so, so grateful for how life is and like the way the business has grown, but you have to like constantly just take a minute if you can now in the space that you're in and just appreciate where you are and what it feels like. Because like even looking back now, Don and I will look back to like a couple of years ago when there was just like three of us, you, me and our first employee, and like we're like, wow. Like I wish that I just took a moment and was like just appreciated like the casualness and the chillness of it all back then.
But when you're in that era, when you're in that space, you don't. You're still, it's the same thing.
I feel like that's kind of a switch that I've made. Remember how I said it on my story last night as well? It's Saturday today, guys, by the way. I said it on my story last night and I was saying that I feel very at peace this week. Like I just took, obviously we had the event, we had the campaigns, we had all this stuff, but there's something in me, it just like kind of flipped. I don't know if it's the new moon, because it's a new moon at the moment, or what it is, but I just feel very peaceful and very content. And I have really like this week just kind of enjoyed the moment a little bit more. Even before the event, you know, we had two big events this week and the first time in doing an event, and I've never felt anxiety, which is wild.
But what's interesting about that is, as a whole, your anxiety has...
My anxiety's been a lot better. And I think I literally have just been thinking, you know, it's not all that serious. And I want everyone to take that with a grain of salt, because I know there are some situations in life that are very serious. I get that. But majority of the time, it's like what I like to think what the worst case scenario is. Can I work through that? Can I handle that? Yes. Okay. We're going to be fine.
Well, I think the other thing for us is, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, and you guys have read the articles and you guys have seen the growth. Like there's this weird inward pressure that Till and I have put ourselves under in the space where it's like we are absolutely just going 100 miles an hour and trying to smash it. And like we just
want a new story, I feel like, right? Like we want a new headline.
No, yeah, yeah. Not in the vein in a media sense. It's more so like
we feel like we have to.
We have to keep leveling up and yes. We have to keep pushing it. And then I think the realization we made recently is that, you know, you have to be super content and appreciative of what we have now, because you cannot sustain the chase.
That's what I'm trying to say. Is like I look back to like when we were like a lot smaller and there's only like literally the three of us. And I think, oh, I wish I just like took a moment then. And that's what I'm doing now, instead of like chasing the next headline, chasing the next record to break. I'm just like,
we've stopped thinking about records. We stopped thinking about numbers. We stopped thinking about like these goals that people want to write about and these things that get you that attention. We're focusing inwards
and just focusing inwards on the business and obviously wanting to grow and continuously become more successful, of course, but just really like appreciating where we are right now as well. And I don't know what it is. I don't even know if that's making sense, but something has like flipped in my mind at the moment. And I hope it stays that way. So anxiety, you don't have to come back. Don't prove me wrong. It's fine. But there's just something really peaceful. We've got a peaceful energy right now. And we had a peaceful energy throughout this stressful week as well.
But it's something I think that we're in that season. It's a continuous campaign in our lives that we're following. So
bit of a seesaw.
Pretty much this whole year, we've been focused on not necessarily trying to grow the business in like a revenue sense, in like a growth. We're trying to build a cultural brand, an iconic lifestyle brand. So we're focusing and thinking of the things that will mean something in 10 years from now, and
mean something to our community.
Not the revenue at the end of the year, not the number that, you know, I don't want to name drop magazines, but not one of the media sources are going to write about. We're not interested in that. We're focused on a complete different focus, because I have this conversation with the team often, and I said it to him like, cool, what is going to make Stax the iconic brand in 10 or 20 years from now? That's what we're working towards. It might mean we won't sell out of a collection, but it might mean that we'd activate and ignite an entire community and an entire culture within the brand. And that's what Till and I are working on.
Yeah.
You know, that's why with this Seamless campaign, I think it's probably one of the most groundbreaking campaigns you've ever seen in a social media driven brand. Here's the crazy thing. Not one media channel picked it up and spoke about it. And that is the most fascinating, also in a weird way, rewarding, because we're not trying to chase that story.
Yeah.
I found it perplexing. And the crazy thing there is our community and our culture of people that follow and support us, they're the ones that picked this up and that went viral in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's just nice. It's like we've had a little bit of a flip.
It's wholesome, right?
Yeah. Like we're doing things for more than just the money or more than just the headline or more. You know what I mean? Like we're purely doing things like for the community to give back and to have fun. And it's nice.
And guys, don't get it twisted. We're not trying to say this so we can gain a community popularity. Like it's such
oh,
it's
I didn't
a very,
think it sounded like
it's
that.
A very, no, you didn't. But I'm saying it's a very selfish thing. It's a very selfish thing for tell myself and our little family that we want to create something that's going to far exceed what we're busy working on or ourselves, if that makes any sense. Like there's some other bullshit we're trying to work on right now and that's what's happening. I think the point there is navigating through this has been hard.
It's funny, I think, listening back to the podcast because sometimes we're like highly strung, very chill. Like you literally, like when we sit here and we just like talk shit and chit chat, you hear just like the different phases that we go through on like a week to week basis.
Yeah.
It's quite nice. You get a different insight into like how we are, where our brain's at for
well,
that
week.
Well,
this is therapy. Where this is
I know.
The podcast for us is a therapy session every week just to get our thoughts on the recording for tens of thousands of people to hear. Very,
to listen to.
Very discreet.
Very therapeutic. Very therapeutic.
Guys, listen to the listen to my thoughts. Listen to the voices in my head.
Oh, my goodness.
What else has been happening? Did you just say shit chat or chit chat?
I said chit chat. I said shit talk and chit chat. But shit chat, you into it?
I'm liking this.
Join us for some shit
like
chats.
When people announce a podcast, I think we spoke to Spotify recently and they were like, well, what's the podcast?
They're like, what's
about?
Your genre?
What's your genre? We're like,
I don't
fuck
know.
Knows.
But like, we're just chilling. Like, we just bought some microphones.
I don't know. You tell us. I was like, we want to be a cool couples podcast. And we're like, well, there's no other couples doing podcasts here in Australia. So,
woo. Here we are.
But I like coining the phrase shit chat.
Shit chat.
I like it.
Cute.
No, I'm not going to put that in the title. Should we?
No. At least then people will know that it's not a kids podcast, I guess.
But I want kids to listen to this in
a G,
and,
like a G-rated podcast. I'd say PG, parental guidance.
I do swear. What else has been happening in your world of stocks?
What else has been going on? So we had our event on Wednesday night, which was amazing. We did the store event. Oh, sorry. Firstly, we did a intimate, people were laughing because I was like, it's an intimate dinner. And we had like our close friends and there was maybe like 60, 70 people.
We never get to do that. We never get to hang out with everyone.
Yeah. So it was like our friends of Stacks. And so we did a dinner at Chin Chin, which was so cool. It was just like such a cool vibe. Like at Chin Chin downstairs was really cool. And then it had like, it was like Cool Girl Dark vibe. We had a lot of like Polaroid cameras. Everyone has a digital camera, which is cool. Digital cameras. It was just a very, we set up the event. We set up the dinner. It was just cool and chic. And I love the vibe.
It was just a nice time. You know, what was nice for me is I never get to hang out at events.
This is true. Don's normally backstage and I have to do all the socializing myself.
This time it was just amazing.
It was cool. I didn't have anxiety. I didn't have nerves. And I think it's just because I felt like I was just going to dinner with like a couple of friends. Like
but,
I was just
But that's
there.
What it was. It yeah. was a couple of our friends.
Yeah. It was really nice. So we did the dinner and then we all headed across to the store, which was a bit more of a bigger event. It was actually packed. Like I kind of lose track. I'm like, yeah, you'll bring your plus one. You can do this. Like, obviously it was invite only, but I'm like, yeah, bring a plus one, bring this, bring. And then next minute it was packed. And I was like, wow, I'm glad that like no one else turned up because yeah, that was getting quite busy. So I'm so thankful because I'm still in the mindset, as you know, where I don't think people are going to turn up to anything. So I'm like, yeah, please come. Please bring someone. Anyway, it was cool. It was cool that we were able to host something for, you know, friends of the brand. And we're very grateful. It's crazy that we came over from Perth, had no connections, didn't know anyone in Sydney, and now we're able to do this. Like, that's cool. And then some of the Girl Gang girls were there too, which was amazing. It's always so good to see them. They're such great, like, supporters of ours, and we're so grateful. We've got a really, really good community. So we had that, and then obviously we launched Seamless Thursday night for VIP Stacks Unlocked, and then on Friday was the official launch of Seamless yesterday. It was huge. It blew my mind. It was bigger than I expected, 100%. It was really cool. I'm so glad you guys are loving the collection. Like, it, yeah. So thank you so much to everyone that shopped. It was cool. Everything came together really nicely. So from obviously the Stacks model search, the campaign, the event, all the kind of influencer celebrity activations that we did, all of the content that we created, then obviously launch, everything just fell into place seamlessly. Oh, I was going to say it with me. That's why I paused. Seamlessly.
I was so engaged in your story. I was like, wow, I was following the journey. I'm like,
I'm a good
really
storyteller,
did,
right?
It really did just work so well.
It did. And I'm so proud of it. And it feels very like, okay, done. It's like one chapter of the book is closed. And now we're on to our next collection. Although I did do a little sneak peek of the flares yesterday. And oh my God, you guys went crazy. Like the story shares, the story replies. I couldn't keep up. It was wild.
Yeah, I was a bit annoyed. You shouldn't have put the sneak peek online.
Whoopsies.
Yet. That was supposed to be a surprise.
I was going
to
say, if you guys sell us out of Seamless, then we can do the flares. So keep shopping.
No, we're eternally grateful. It was an unbelievable campaign, an unbelievable story. The good thing here is, you know, it's still going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm particularly proud of? Not last year, the year before, we had Black Friday. I can't remember how many orders it was. I think it was something like 45,000 orders off the top of my head 2 years ago. And here's the crazy thing, right? We copped a lot of heat for that because, admittedly, it took almost 4 weeks to pack through all those orders with a team of about 50, 60 every day, all the temps, everyone we could call in to pick and pack orders.
And it's hard as well, just to note, at Black Friday, getting temps, so obviously, like, you guys know what temps are, right? So it's, like, getting in casuals that work, like, just for themselves and they don't actually work at Stacks. Once that project's finished, they will go. Getting temps at Black Friday is almost impossible because you can imagine every single e-commerce brand needs warehouse temps.
Anyone that could come and help.
Anyone that was, like, yeah, had availability was there.
So the way the structure works is we have a core team in the warehouse on, you know, full timers and a fantastic team that do the daily operation. And then when we scale up to these big campaigns, we might hire a few temps, you know, short term workers for.
Sorry,
you know,
can we just pause? There's been an accident in the Melbourne store. They've had to close the stores.
Well, we're not even going to delete that part because
you guys wanted some real life.
That is as real as it gets for us. So I'll just jump in and say, you know, everything is fine. Nothing to be alarmed at in the Melbourne store. We just had some antisocial behavior from people coming into the store and it's been taken care of. We have a freaking amazing team over there.
We are so grateful. But that is, Don and I were like, wow, that's like shows, I guess, a bit of an example of how things just kind of get thrown at us all the time and we've got to just deal and make do. So we're still staying in our peace, but.
But that's the reality of it. Like,
that's the reality of our life.
This is probably an hour later.
Yeah.
You know, we just had to make sure we take care of that responsibility and make sure everyone's fine there, which they are. And I'm so grateful the team absolutely fucking handled it like champions. This is the reality. This is running a business.
100%. We'll probably cut it there, I guess.
I think we'll wrap up on that.
I hope you guys. I'm sorry. This was all over the show. We're not really in the podcast vibe anymore.
It's the chit chat with Don and Till.
The chit chat. There you go.
I do want to jump back into the Black Friday story. So I'm going to hold that one. Sorry, we left that one hanging. But
thank you guys for your love and support. Thank you for listening. We will speak to you soon.
Bye.